When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a young woman who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The woman's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, Rejoice, favored one. The Lord is with you. She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. Then Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. Mary got up and hurried to a city in the Judean Highlands. She entered Zariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
Last week, we lit the big tree here in the parking lot. I love that we host the neighborhood tree. It adds to the sense of community, the holiday spirit, and brings more light into the world. Now, we've had our 22-foot artificial tree for 3 years now, and it's quite something to see assembled. In fact, I'll put a time lapse on the website if you want to check it out. One of the benefits of this new tree is its ability to remain standing. Of the 5 years we had a real tree, it fell down 4 out of the 5 years. The 5th year, we finally dug a hole in the parking lot to put it in. So this new tree's ability to withstand even the most blustery days is quite impressive. Joey asked me about how it does such a good job standing, and it comes down to 3 key things. First is the incredibly wide base. From foot to foot, it spans a huge space. Second are the spaces that allow some of the breeze to move through. And lastly, and most impactfully, are 1,200 pounds of water in barrels inside the tree. Want to check it out? So here we are, inside the tree. Kind of an unusual place for a sermon, but I feel it has something to offer us. The second week of Advent is the week of peace. My understanding of peace finds itself rooted in a children's book that told the story of Jesus in a boat with the disciples during a storm. The disciples are freaking out. Jesus is asleep. Eventually, Jesus wakes up and calms the storm. The illustrator drew a stormy picture with a small caption below it that read, Peace is not the absence of storms in our lives, but trusting we will make it through. This has been an essential understanding for me. If you only understand peace as the absence of difficulty, you will never find it. Because there is no life without bumps, issues, frustrations, or conflict. And that's just in the normal years. This year has offered storms aplenty, even for the most comfortable of people. I've spent a great deal of this year praying for peace. For my life, for you and your lives, for our community, our country, and our world. And when I pray for peace during difficult times, what I am praying for is a deep trust that I am not alone and that I will make it through. And that you, I pray for all of you, that you would know the warmth of that truth as well. Because when I am able to hold that truth in my heart and in my mind, that is when I find peace. And when peace is found, our reaction to the world changes, and the world changes. It's kind of like this tree. This tree encounters all sorts of outside forces, most often some very windy December evenings. But it stands tall and shines light even the most difficult of moments. Sure, a few ornaments might go rolling down 32nd Avenue, but that's cosmetic. That's not the core of what this tree is. And it does this. It stands because of those three ways I mentioned to Joey. It has a wide base. As people, we cannot weather life alone. We need a circle of support that gives us a broader experience of the world and far-reaching support. That is why we are so committed to building a home where all belong here at Highlands. It's that circle that we sing about being drawn wide to support us during difficult times. Community brings us peace. Then there is the ability for some of the breeze to move through. The openness of the tree allows for some things to just move on by. It doesn't confront every challenge with resistance. Now, this is a metaphor that requires some self-reflection. For there are circumstances and issues that require response in this world. But are there also things that seek to disrupt us that should not be given the chance? Only you can decide what those differences are. Letting some things go brings us peace. And then there's this, an anchor that holds fast. No matter the circumstances, this doesn't move. It defines the existence of the tree beyond outside influence. If the tree can't or shouldn't let go enough, if the circle isn't wide enough for the forces being faced, if things start to create motion that would destabilize, this holds everything together. When we received the tree and its instruction manual, it gave us several options to secure the tree. 4-foot-long ground stakes, concrete anchor bolts, cement weights, or barrels of water. We had to decide what would work for us. What would best ground us? And so it is with each of us. Placing something steadfast in the core of our being brings peace. There is no shortage of offers in this world. No shortage of offers vying to claim that spot in our lives. The place in our being that centers and grounds us, the place of our ultimate concern. But what most of those competing influences won't tell you is their capacity limit, their failure rate, their true ability to weather the most difficult storms. And this is where Christmas enters our conversation about the tree. Christmas is God offering us a relationship that will bring us peace. A relationship and divine presence that will not only sit with us during whatever life brings, but a relationship that will hold us. Jesus arriving in the manger was God stepping into a milieu of uncertainty and offering an anchor point that is unshakable. The depth of God's love, compassion, grace, and faithfulness is infinite. Just as the circumstances God will hold us through are infinite. I think of the Christmas story itself. It is rife with examples that embody the wisdom of our Christmas tree. If you are looking for unusual circumstances that bring about storms in life, then the Christmas story is for you. From Joseph to the donkey, from the shepherds to the innkeeper, everyone is facing difficult times and looking for peace. But this week, our scripture invites us to consider Mary. Unwed, teenage, pregnant, in a society that would easily stone her to death for those very circumstances. Carrying the incarnation of the divine, God made flesh within her. The storms of life would easily overcome someone in such a place. But Mary knows peace. Mary receives the invitation of the angel to not be afraid. When she encounters this unusual and difficult circumstance, her first action is to go be with her cousin. She finds that circle. Joseph will also support her in such a way as well, but her first visit is to her cousin Elizabeth, someone who will be with her, someone who will offer her stability and care. Community brings us peace. And though Mary knows there will be many challenges and perceptions about her, she does not let that keep her from accepting the invitation that God offers. She is not ignorant of the challenges. If you were to ask her, "Mary, did you know?" she would answer, "Yes." She would not, however, let all of those things impact her. Letting some things go brings us peace. And then there is the place she turns when she needs something deeper, something stronger. Mary had chosen long before God invited her into the Christmas story. She had already decided what her values were. She was one who had committed her life to serving God in the hope that God would bring justice and grace to the world. She had chosen to embody God's love long before God placed a divine body within her. She was anchored in her commitment to bringing forth God's kingdom. Hence her response, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." This powerful response does not negate the anxiety she was probably feeling. It doesn't answer the millions of questions running through her head. It doesn't make the uncertainty go away. It does, however, ground her in the middle of all of that. It held her in a way that would not allow her to become overcome. Placing something steadfast in the core of our beings brings peace. Peace is not the absence of storms in our lives, but trusting we will make it through. And that trust is built. It is developed through community, letting go and grounding ourselves in something bigger than ourselves. Peace grows within us. It allows us to stand tall and firm in a world that can too often be dark and stormy. It allows us to be steadfast and not overcome as we seek to shine our light, to build community and share the hope, peace, love, and joy of Christmas. May it be so this Advent and every day. Amen.